Palm Sunday has always been one of my favourite festivals. The smell of the palm branches and the palm crosses, bringing the greenery into the church, the more joyful singing after the Lenten time of solemnity, the church all decked out in red, and in my childhood church the carpet was also red, so it was a fully red day. The move from Lent into Holy Week, which begins today with this Palm Sunday, is palpable, tangible, obvious. Something different is happening. Through the great 3 days of Maundy Thursday, Good Friday and Easter, we will journey through Jesus' Last Supper with his disciples, his arrest, torture and death, then come with joy to Easter Day to celebrate the risen Lord. But before we get to that, let's take the time to reflect on the Lenten journey that has brought us to this point, to Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. The cheering and the adoration are a far cry from the trials of the wilderness, where Jesus' earthly ministry began. A far cry from Jesus' lament over Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets, from the fear of the Pharisees and the plot to kill Jesus. In Lent, we have moved through a time of contemplation and reflection. We have been given the space to consider our calling as Christians, to think about what it truly means to be followers of Jesus, and to re-examine our relationship with God. Being people of faith is not always easy. There are temptations and challenges along the way. We can be distracted by all that the world considers shiny, attractive, and desirable, but which will ultimately fade away. At the end of our Lenten journey, we come expectantly to Holy Week, searching for the enduring and solid, that which is truly life-giving. We arrive hopeful at Palm Sunday and celebrate the coming of Jesus Christ. Jesus is met with enthusiasm and joy by more than just his close followers as he enters Jerusalem. The crowds cheer his name, shouting to God's glory. But where are the crowds after Jesus is arrested? The crowds that shouted Hosanna later shout Crucify. Where are the crowds when Jesus is nailed to the cross to suffer and die for all of us? Where are the crowds when the greatest act of sacrificial love takes place? The fame of Jesus gave way to the true person of Jesus, God's own Son sent to save us. Through Holy Week, we will recall Jesus' farewell to his friends, his betrayal by a friend, his arrest and trial, his suffering, humiliation, and death. Following Jesus through the times of difficulty and darkness means we appreciate and participate in the joy of Easter with greater appreciation. The Son of God surrendered glory to be fully human. Through faith in Christ, we strive to be fully human ourselves, to seek what is true and enduring, to live through the difficulties and enter into the joy of life while never denying the struggle. As you journey through this Holy Week, while continuing to journey through your everyday activities, remember that God, through Jesus Christ, is intimately aware of our human struggles and journeys with us. Through the work of God the Creator, the life and death of Jesus, our Redeemer, and the ongoing inspiration of the Holy Spirit, we access our true humanity, sorrows and joys, with the assurance that we are not abandoned. During this Holy Week, remember, God is with us.